empty room, a voiceless crew at the edge of the moon, the empty room, nothing is in it,
it was 6 years ago that
this very night,
I don't know if it was this very night, but 6 years ago, Eric, you and I were standing in the kitchen having a conversation, and when it was over, and it was a delightful one, I might add,
all right,
I went home and I thought to myself, man, we should put those conversations on tape, or man, we should put them somewhere, because they're funny. And they're intellectual. And then the next day, right around 12:30, I tuned in to the Rush Limbaugh program.
Mm-hmm.
And Rush was talking about how everyone has a voice. Everyone can be an entertainer. And anyone can be successful in this platform. And those two things combined and got me, I believe I called you either that evening or the next day and said, hey, we should do a podcast. It'd be fun. And you told me to go fuck myself.
I did.
But it's been 6 years later. We're on episode 62. It's the Empty Room Podcast. Scott here. Eric is with me as well. Welcome,
hello.
Eric. And 6 years ago, this thing came into being. I created the situation. You gracefully, after much prodding, became the star of the show.
arguably, but yeah.
And we've been doing it for a while. And it really was...
on and off, but we're after 6 years, we're hitting our stride.
It really was a situation where you and I were talking about things and it seemed cool. And then the great Rush Limbaugh was on the radio that next day, as he was for 30 plus years, right at noon. And to start off the what's going on in the world today, we start with Rush Limbaugh passing away at age 70 from lung cancer.
Yes.
I became a huge fan, really, of Rush at the end of his life. I had known about him from time to time throughout different jobs I held because you couldn't turn on a radio and work without Rush being on at noon. Like, there was nowhere you could go to escape him. I thought he was bombastic. I thought he was really smart. And I thought he was quite funny at times. But then by the end of his life, I really became a fan. As things started to unfold the way they did, I was really intrigued on what he thought about these things and where he thought things were going. And so... yeah, I was really bummed to hear that he passed away. And as many people have said, everyone knew it was coming. He wasn't well. Things were taking a turn for the worse. And, you know, on December 23rd, I think it was, he did a show where it basically sounded like he was...
it was a goodbye.
He was signing off. I think he would bounce around and do a couple more shows in January and February and... but yeah, like that was it. And the guy created a whole idea of how to do things.
He really did.
I mean, if you want to talk about talk radio, and if you want to talk about podcasting, it all goes back to the success of Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, I mean, if any sort of conservative-based radio or podcast show, all of it doesn't exist without Rush Limbaugh. He was the one that opened the door. And it's very rare that you find someone who's a pioneer like that, who's also just happens to be the best there ever was. Rush was that. There's never going to be another one like him. No one's going to be able to reach his level.
One wouldn't think. I mean, I'm sure, as with all things, new players will come into field. But if you think about what his existence generated, first off, it was, I saw somebody talk about how Rush Limbaugh was the first guy that convinced him that it was okay to be weird. You know, Rush was different. Rush had a different style to him than most everyone else did. It pissed everybody off, but that was part of the ploy. That was part of the job. I always thought it was interesting because they do this with Donald Trump too and with other people. You listen to the guy maybe once or twice. You get all angry and indignant, and you think that what you're hearing is the actual man. But it was sort of a character that he played. And no, it's true. I mean, Trump for certain. Like, I think everybody that hated him initially thought he was the guy from The Apprentice.
Yeah.
And then it's like, dude, that's just a character he's playing. He's a little bit different than that. Same with Rush. Like, you know, Rush would come in and say, talent on loan from God, and you know, dealing with liberal issues with one part of my brain tied behind my back just to make it fair, and all these things. It's part of the act. And a lot of that stuff went away at the end. If you listen to the last 5, 10 dozen shows, like, it's just the man talking about what's happening, still bringing a jovialness to it and a lot of intellect to it. But a lot of the pompous stuff is gone. It's just him. And I think if you listen to those last shows, you hear what the guy actually is. And he seemed like a really decent man.
From all accounts of people that actually knew him, not anyone else, even those who didn't necessarily know him but got to meet him or whatever, but the people who actually knew him said he was the kindest, shy, he was a shy man.
Right. That's what I mean. It was sort of an act.
There's a difference, in my opinion, between an act and...
like a persona?
Kind of like a persona, but like, it's the idea you turn it on for the camera.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle isn't telling jokes while he's not on stage. I mean, he might be telling some jokes, but he's not like always on. There are comedians aren't always on. And
if,
you know,
they are, they're sad and depressed.
Yeah. One thing I didn't really know until recently was that he was actually quite deaf towards the end. Like, he couldn't hear anything.
Two major things in his life that the liberals really got off on was that he went deaf and that he was addicted to painkillers for a while. And those are the two things that sort of they made fun of him for and gave him a hard time because of all the things that he pointed out in their belief systems. I think what was really interesting was that once he passed away, there was a bunch of stories that sort of came out of nowhere where guys or famous people, or not even famous people, just people that he knew said, yeah, by the way, like, Rush donated $100,000 to this charity and didn't want anyone to know about it. He didn't want to take credit for it. Or that, you know, he donated $300,000 to this kid's charity because he wanted to help and he didn't want to get credit for it. He just knew it was the right thing to do. He just seemed like a really good guy.
He was a good man.
And you hear the liberals and the leftists and the people that,
I don't want to talk about that.
I know, but
I'd rather just...
Well, I want to lead it into something else, which is they said these horrible things about the guy, and they didn't really listen to him. They didn't even take the opportunity or the chance to listen to him.
God, why would they? They're just... They their faces would probably melt off. Sure,
but I don't know if you got a chance to listen to Gina Carano and Ben Shapiro.
That was a great
today.
Interview. That was a
but
fantastic
she also,
interview.
But she also talked about how, you know, how these people hate me without even actually listening to me or hearing me or having a conversation with me. You know, she talks a lot about in that interview about let's look each other in the eye and actually have a conversation and not actually just deal out of emotion and hatefulness, which, again, I think that was sort of how every leftist and Democrat treated Rush Limbaugh. They didn't actually listen to him. They just knew that he was a threat, and they knew that he was going to point out their hypocrisy. And so it was really easy to say, oh, the guy's a racist. Oh, the guy is this, the guy is that. I mean, everyone's a racist now if you disagree with the left-wing mantra. So anyway, Rush Limbaugh passed away at 70 from lung cancer. It was another guy that I was really bummed to hear about. Cause
now, there's the guy that is at the top of the wall of admiration for
yeah,
the Empty Room podcast.
I think he could be there, absolutely. Maybe we'll hold a vote at the end of here.
I'll hold the vote now. Yes, he's the top of the wall.
Oh, he's at the. We'll put Rush Limbaugh on the wall of admiration. Absolutely.
The top.
The top. Well, I didn't know there's. It's not really a hierarchy. It's sort of just a wall. You kind of.
Rush gets his own spot.
Oh, okay. So, like, he's sitting on top of the wall? Or,
no. He's just. He's at the top of the wall.
He's in the top corner or top middle?
Top center.
Top center?
Top center.
Okay. Well, we can work that out.
Just below Jesus.
Well, okay.
Well, at least he's below Jesus.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Jesus is top.
Jesus is king. Absolutely. So, we segue into some other weird stuff, unfortunately. First off, one of the things that's been happening this past week is Texas has suffered from a massive amount of cold and snow. That's led to power outages, and they're suffering down there. I mean, I guess it's a once-in-a-lifetime situation in the south of the country right now, especially in the state of Texas. And, of course, there's politics being played left and right.
Of course.
The leftists are saying, I mean, it's funny because whatever the left accuses you of is what they're actually doing.
Yep.
But in this aspect, what's interesting is that everyone initially, once the power grid started to fail and whatnot, everyone's like, look, this is the problem with renewable energy. It doesn't work when weather is really crappy. There's that famous meme that, well, famous within the last 5 days, where it's like, this is a helicopter run by fossil fuels using a chemical made out of fossil fuels to de-ice the
windmill, which is made from, which is made using the power of fossil fuels to unfreeze it.
Yeah. I mean, look, windmills don't do well in a snowstorm where everything freezes up. And clearly, if you got a lot of snow and wind, it's really hard for the solar panels to do their job. And if you're reliant on them to keep the energy going for cities in big states, you're in a lot of trouble, and that's what happened. And then, of course, Ted Cruz decided to go take a trip to Cancun during this situation, which, again, just poor choice.
But yeah, not the best.
But the left jumped all over him. And
well, yeah, I mean, that's hilarious. Yeah, like, yeah, let's jump all over
him. Even though Ted has nothing to do with what's happening.
What's he going
to
do?
Nothing.
What the hell is he going to do?
It's the governor's job, a governor of Texas. So, I mean, if you want to jump on somebody, I mean, it's that guy.
I mean, seriously.
I mean, Abbott, right?
You're going to jump on Ted Cruz for, you know, going down to Cancun. Now, his official statement was he was going down with his daughters because they wanted to go down with friends. And he was going down there that day and taking a flight the next afternoon to come back. That's what his statement was.
Whatever, the man can do whatever the hell he wants.
I'm just saying what his statement was. I don't care if it's, you know, the truth or if it's something he put out there to hopefully put out the fire, which...
Probably.
Which was, you know, was never going to happen regardless. What exactly did you expect him to do if he stayed in Texas?
Just be cold like everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot he can do except maybe go down to hand out blankets and shit. And
which he did when he got back.
Yeah, so, which, if he had done that, it would just been like, oh, he's, you know, he's taking advantage of people suffering to score political points.
But that's the hypocrisy. No one was talking, everyone was having a hard time pointing that out when people were leaving because of COVID, right? Like... You had governors going, all right, everyone stay in their homes on the beaches of Bermuda.
Yeah, everyone stay in your homes. Peace out, bitches.
But so look, hypocrisy is thy name and politics is as bad as it's ever been, I think, right now. So, but Ted, I mean, just...
It was going to look bad regardless. I don't give a shit.
Well, there's
if
a lot
wanna
of...
If you want to go to Cancun with your family, just go.
There was a lot of conservatives on Twitter, Facebook, and social media going, dude, if I had money, I would leave too. Like, why the hell not?
The one person I was disappointed in was Gowdy. Gowdy took a shot.
Trey's not the straight arrow that people thought he was. He's sort of a little bit all over the place. But anyway, I think the cold streak is supposed to let up soon, so I'm hoping that things continue to get better for everybody in the South. But it has been interesting. I mean, the only state that has been warm this past week was Florida.
Yeah.
Everyone else has been cold.
Yeah.
Which is unusual.
Florida's just like, what's the problem?
We're the guys that don't have the corona stuff. We don't care.
Yeah.
You guys are cold? You guys are cold.
What happened?
Maybe order another margarita over here? No?
Hey, look, we don't wear masks either.
Oh.
Fuck off.
So let's talk about this wonderful Biden administration.
Makes me want to cut my dick off.
Well, don't do that.
All right, I'm not going to do that.
Remember, that was Emilio Estevez's worst nightmare, if you recall. Yeah, the Biden administration, well, we got some issues. First off, John Kerry, I don't know what czar he is. Is he climate czar?
He's climate czar.
He's talking about 9 years left before we're doomed. And it's like, dude. And they have a great
gig. 9 years left.
They got a great gig going because it used to be, if you were the type of person that called for gloom and doom, you thought the world was going to end due to climate or what have you, or a doomsday prediction at all, you had to do it outside your lifetime. Right. Mm. You know, like if I say the world is going to end in 2 years and 2 years come and go, then I look like an asshole. Like, I don't know my ass from a hole in the ground. But the Democrats are so slimy. They're even beyond that. Now it's, hey, we're going to say that the climate's going to doom the country in 9 years, 10 years, 7 years. I mean, AOC jumped in at some point. I think 12. It was 12 for her.
Yeah.
So they're all probably going to live through that time period. But then they get to say, our policies made sure it didn't happen. Look at us. We did it.
And as soon as, you know, an opposing party is,
you're racist.
Is in power, there's only 7 more years.
Oh, dude. So fun. So we got Kerry saying that. We also found out the economy has been worse than expected since Biden took over. 861,000 jobs lost since he took office. And oil was $25 a barrel when the election happened. It's now up to $61 a barrel, and those gas prices are rising. Meanwhile...
Is it since the election or since...
Since the election.
Okay.
And then meanwhile, Biden claimed that no vaccine was available when he came into office. This was a lie. He actually was on videotape taking the vaccine for the virus.
Supposedly.
Well, I suppose it could have been a fake vaccine.
Well, I mean, it is still alive. Of course, we had a vaccine before he took office. I'm just saying that, did he really take the vaccine? Or did they just give him silly water?
And then lastly, I'm just going to ignore that. Lastly, he also said that China's treatment of the Uyghurs and all that fun stuff is just different cultural norms.
Different cultural norms.
And first off, I don't like this idea that all cultures are the same.
They're not,
man. Some cultures are better than others. Some cultures
suck
ass. Some are violent. Some are genocidal. Some are terrible. Others are free. Others are attempting to be free. Will everyone get it perfect? No, but the United States is still the capital of freedom and liberty. And well, no, our culture is not comparison to China. Sorry, I'm going to stake that stance there because we don't have concentration camps.
Different cultural norms.
Give me a fucking break. Loser. Give me a fucking break.
Can you bend over farther for China's big ass?
No, stop. Let's not go there. Let's do something that's more hopeful. How about Perseverance lands on Mars? So NASA sent out this new vehicle, and it landed on Mars without a problem, and the cameras are rolling, and Mars is beautiful, and first the robots, then the humans. That's the plan.
All right.
So there we go.
Okay.
Excitement.
And then Biden's going to shut down NASA.
Well, yeah, I hope not.
Didn't he shut down the fucking...
I think he wants to. And
Didn't he shut down the Trump order that has to do with like the real crackdown on sexual predators and sex trafficking?
That's not where I thought you were going. I didn't hear that, but I did know that... We did this story last podcast where Elon Musk was annoyed because Biden put the delay on people to Mars, which Trump was gung-ho about.
Yeah.
And then immediately after that, the Department of Justice was investigating him. So, I mean, there's
But no, I'm pretty sure. I'll look
that's not great.
I think he did.
If he did that, fuck him, because I really have a problem with the child sex trafficking.
I know. We know that you don't like the child stuff. No one likes the child stuff.
So Cuomo, I'm going to move on. Cuomo threatened Democrat Ron Kim about the COVID crisis with the seniors in New York. I guess it's pretty bad. I mean, we know now for certain that Cuomo lied about the amount of people that died in the crisis and that he also put 9,000 COVID positive people into the nursing homes. And then he has been trying to cover it up. And I guess he threatened Democrat Ron Kim, and Kim was like, you know what? I'm going public with this. You can go fuck yourself, Cuomo. And so we're learning more and more about it. How much longer do you think Cuomo has Eric?
Well, they've already introduced articles of impeachment, haven't they? The Republicans?
So they were in the starting phase. I don't know if they actually did.
How long does he have? Probably not long, especially since both sides are after him.
Yeah, once you got both coming for you.
And he's not gonna give up. He's too arrogant to give up.
He's too stupid.
Well, yeah, but, you know.
What if
six of one, half dozen of the
other. If I were him, I'd be resigning and lawyering up. But I think he knows, perhaps, the only way he stays out of jail is if he sticks this out and wins. Which is sort of how the Biden administration became real. Because I think they knew that if they lost to the Trump campaign, that Hunter was going to jail. So they made sure they won. Yeah. Moving on. School unions controlling policy of the opening of schools, not the science we have. So it's become apparent that kids don't really spread this virus at all, and that safety at school is pretty solid, but the union teachers do not want to do it.
I just want to say that I did a cursory, like a very quick cursory search about the sex traffickers and how Biden was reversing that. I haven't found anything concrete on that, so I could be wrong about that.
All right.
I had read it somewhere. I think I read, I don't know what I read.
This is clearly the most research we've ever done.
I don't want to be an asshole.
No.
And be like, hey, this guy's doing this when he's not actually doing that. He's doing bad enough stuff as it is. I don't need to pile on.
I think it's right. You got to have at least some sort of knowledge of it. And if you're unsure, then you're unsure and I read
something. I haven't been able to
confirm
it, but then again it was through Google, so we all know how that works out.
So back to the school unions.
Yes, sorry.
Teachers
school unions suck. They're a bunch of corrupt bastards, and
how
they need
in God's
to be...
name do they not want to just go in there and teach? I mean, I think they realize
they don't want to go. They don't want to work. They just want to be paid. No. They don't give a shit. They don't give a shit about the kids.
That's terrible. All that's terrible. Kids need to be at school. The learning through computer, distance learning, whatever the fuck they call it, has not been successful. It's been a complete
disaster
for all these children, and it sucks. It sucks. It sucks. It sucks. Get your ass back in the teaching rooms, and let's go. First clone of a U.S. endangered species, Eric. Guess what kind of animal they cloned?
Was it a velociraptor?
No.
Was it a T-Rex?
No.
Was it a dodo?
No.
Was it a Tasmanian wolf?
I don't even know what that is.
It's a wolf that's from Tasmania.
Well, no, it was a ferret. It was a ferret. Okay. Yeah, ferret.
Ferrets aren't endangered.
Well, this one apparently was, and they took DNA from a 30-year-old dead ferret, and they cloned the thing.
Sweet.
And its name is Elizabeth Ann, and it'll bite your fingers off.
How do you know?
Because I read it in the article. It'll bite your fingers off.
I don't think you read that in the article.
It'll bite your fucking fingers off. That's what I read.
All right, fine. It's just a one, right?
Yeah,
so it's not like they can bring back the species. They just got one.
Well, they'll have to do it again, and this time do a male. And then again...
Do they have a male version?
I don't know, but it'll bite your fucking fingers off. That's all I know.
Okay, fine. That's all I know. A lot of things will bite your fucking finger off, not just a ferret.
But this ferret will bite your fingers off.
All right, fine.
Okay. The LA School Board, they decided to cut one-third of their police force that helped with all their protection at the schools and replace it with climate coaches.
Brilliant.
That should go well.
Oh, my gosh.
That should go well.
These people are so smart, Scott.
I know.
I mean,
I know.
They are so much smarter than we are. I mean,
I know.
Come on.
I know.
We don't need these people, you know, keeping us in like we're prisoners.
No.
We need to tell people that
no more.
They're
no more.
Horrible because they don't recycle properly.
No more teaching. More schools.
And we're not green enough because we're white.
All right. Well, point taken, Eric. This is pretty rough. I don't know how these climate coaches are going to do it, but what's it going to matter if you won't have kids in school anyway? So I don't know. I don't get it.
Reason that you got shot today was because of climate change.
Last two stories, Eric. COVID cases in the last 6 weeks have dropped 77%. So the vaccines are working. And a couple scientists have said that herd immunity could be reached by April. Is it time to stop with all this nonsense, Eric? All the masks, all the crap. Can we get back?
I would have said yes to that about 6 months ago.
Agreed.
Or 8 months ago, or 10 months ago, mm-hmm. or.
But here we are.
You know what? I'll even give them eight months ago. I'll give them those two. But fuck all the rest of them.
I don't see how anyone cannot see that the COVID virus was a political tool. Granted, again, I'm not saying it didn't exist.
We're not discounting the lives lost.
I know lots of people passed away. Most of them, 99% of them, were the elderly and people with preconditions. But it was used as a political cudgel to get things accomplished. And then we're still suffering from it because those people who benefited from that political cudgel don't want to give up the power. Sucks. But we are having proof now that we can move on with our lives. And I would love to do that. And I know others would as well. So, Eric, we got one last story. You remember the marketing campaign, Coke is it? Coca-Cola, Coke is it?
Well, I do love Coke.
But now you don't. Because they're making all their employees do new racist training to be less white. I know. This is a devastating thing for you.
That is devastating.
We have to be less white. Footage from the training was leaked out by some whistleblowers in the Coke hierarchy, and it is as damning as you think. It is awful. So
being white is bad.
So it's
not okay to be white. Guess what? It is okay to be white. It's actually
it's fine
to be anything.
It's okay to be any color. It's okay
as long as you have the white privilege credit card.
But that's one of
the, I do. Do you?
But that's one of the reasons why this country was better than every other country. It was because it's what you do. It was your work ethic. It was what you, how you act as a person that mattered, not what you looked like. And unfortunately, the politics of personal identity and color have taken over, and it has made things pretty rough. So Coke is now off limits there, big boy. And I have to find another beverage.
Son of a bitch.
It's time for the seltzer water.
No.
The Pope Watch is here. And what I have written down here is the Pope tweets, but all it is about Lent. It is the season of Lent, and that's where you give something up, and quite frankly, not many do it. But the idea of sacrifice is important because, you know, faith.
Yes.
But I want to talk about a couple other things that have happened in the world of Pope Francis. I think the first one, which is most interesting, turns out that when before the Fran man became Pope Francis,
mm-hmm.
he had many, many jobs. And one of them was he was a bouncer at an Argentinian nightclub. So can you picture his
that
home?
Fat fuck?
Well, I mean, I'm sure he wasn't heavy when he was in his mid-20s and 30s, when he was a young man.
I doubt that.
Busting heads when people were getting crazy at the Argentinian nightclub.
All right, then I have no respect for any Argentinian now. No, that's not true.
What happened to you, John? Well, when I was at a nightclub, this guy Francis threw me out. Turns out he's the fucking Pope.
Did I ever tell you about the time that Pope Francis beat the shit out of me? I got drunk at a bar, got a little mouthy. I lost these two teeth because of him.
He had a mean left hook. I didn't see it coming.
It's a whole new meaning, being touched by a Pope.
Oh, my God. So that was kind of interesting. You know, you don't think about it, but these guys have had lives growing up that were not strictly by the cloth. And interesting little tidbits here and there.
Some should have stayed that way.
Aye.
Just saying. That's my own personal opinion. Not naming names.
So the Vatican's going to walk back the decree they made about firing staff who refused to get vaccinated. So apparently some people are like, I'm not getting vaccinated. And the Pope was like, I will fire your ass.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So now he's walking that back because that's a little insensitive. And, no one wants to work for that guy.
No one wants to work for the Pope? That's weird.
No, for the guy that says, you better get this vaccine or else you're fired.
But that guy was the Pope.
It was. That's why he's walking it back. He's like, you know what? Maybe I was just having a bad day. Maybe I was thinking back to my bouncer days.
Maybe I didn't have my pizza that day or my pasta.
Low blood sugar.
Yeah.
Causing issues.
He needs his linguine.
Meanwhile, speaking of resignations,
his lasagna.
The Pope accepts resignation of African cardinal named Robert Serra. They say in the article he's a conservative, but that's always sort of a... This guy warned of Islamic invasions into the church itself. Pope said, you're wrong. Sarah said, I'm out of here. And that was that. So, he resigned.
Well, Francis, you're a fucking idiot.
Well, it's his crew, man. And if you're not going to get on board, I guess he's got every right to say, hey, you gotta walk.
I bet he's racist.
Well, I don't think so. I think he loves everybody. He's the Pope.
Probably. No, he doesn't love everybody.
He doesn't love conservatives, but...
He doesn't love everybody. And he's not meant to love everybody. That's a falsehood.
He's not Santa Claus.
He's not Santa Claus.
He's the Pope.
Although if he has more pizza, he might look more like Santa Claus.
He's getting close.
He's getting really close.
He needs the beer.
All right, we need to stop harping on that. Myself more than anyone else because it's...
It's not right.
Getting old. It's not. No, it's right. It's just getting old.
He needs a beard if he's going to pull that off, though.
Yeah, that's true.
He doesn't have a beard. He's clean shaven. So the Pope honors...
Got to quit on the fat jokes.
Pope honors the sacrifice of medical workers who died during COVID crisis.
Stupid fat fuck.
No,
that's
no.
The last one. Anyway, go ahead.
He honored the people who died in the COVID crisis, the medical workers. That's a good thing.
Yeah, good thing.
It's a good thing.
Very good thing.
The Pope also visited a Holocaust survivor in Rome. He was moved by her story, 90-year-old Edith Bruck, who survived a couple concentration camps, actually, and he went to go see her, talk to her, which is nice.
Okay.
Very nice.
Why did he go talk to her?
Because he was moved by her story. That's what he
said. Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought he was moved by her story as he was talking to her.
No, like no. She, he heard of...
Okay.
He heard of her story and said, I got to meet this lady.
I misunderstood.
And she was in Rome and, it's a hop, skip, and a jump from Vatican.
It seemed like just a random meeting. I'm going to go see this 90-year-old person. By the way, I was in the Holocaust. Really? Tell me about it.
Can you imagine if you're just a random person, the Pope, I heard about your story.
I heard about your...
What are you doing here, guy? It's like, I heard about you. Okay, come on in. I haven't cleaned up, so,
I mean, it's really great to meet you, but what?
And then lastly, and this story gives me, I don't know how to feel about it. Like, there's sorrow in my heart about this last story, but there's also some pride, and there's also some marvel. Are you ready for this one?
I'm ready.
800 Ethiopians killed defending the Ark of the Covenant. So apparently...
The real fucking Ark of the Covenant?
Apparently, the rumor is that in this place in Ethiopia, they found the real Ark of the Covenant.
Holy shit.
So, there's all sorts of trouble in Ethiopia. And there's warlords, and there's this. And apparently a warlord...
Someone call Harrison Ford really quick, please.
Apparently a warlord tribe decided they were going to take... the place where the Ark of the Covenant was. And 800 people in that town threw themselves at them and would not let them take the Ark of the Covenant.
Are they all dead?
They're all dead.
Did they take the Ark of the Covenant?
No. Apparently, whatever they did was enough to stop.
All 800 of those people are now instantly saints.
One would think.
Instantly.
Now, who knows if it's the real Ark of the Covenant? We don't know.
Doesn't matter.
But
it
right.
It doesn't matter.
What noble way. Like, I mean... You think about your problems, right? You think about the things that you are afraid to do. And then you have these people who believe so hard, so much about this situation that they knew, they had to know they were going into a situation where they were probably going to die. And they fought off a warlord and his crew who were trying to take the Ark of the Covenant. It's a wild story, and like I said, there's like a sadness in me because it's just tragic that these people lost their lives.
It's tragic, but how awesome are these people?
I hope they have wonderful places in heaven because God bless them.
Yeah.
God bless all those guys and gals and whoever.
They're like, you know, shoe-ins. Just give them penthouses. Like immediately. And all 800 are automatically saints. Someone call Francis.
Yeah, I don't know if Francis knows about this yet, but he Francis. Should.
Someone call someone important.
Benedict. Get Benedict.
Get ex-Pope Palpatine on the phone. He'll make it happen.
Now, here's my only thought. And this is a terrible thought. And it's supposed to be funny because I do not want to at all besmirch the sacrifice of these people.
Besmirch?
Besmirch.
It's a great word.
Thank you. But they probably should just let them have it and say, open it up. Because we all know what happens when you open it.
No, we all know what Hollywood says happens when they open it up. Nazis get their faces melted off, and Harrison Ford
closes his eyes.
Gets even handsomer.
Oh my gosh, is he a handsome man? But yeah, so that's how we're gonna end the Pope Watch with 800 new saints. Because God bless those people. I mean,
they are amazing.
I have never.
Guess what? We have 800 new additions to the wall of admiration.
Oh God, yeah, absolutely. The wall has now gotten really large.
It's got Jesus, the 800, Rush. I'm sorry, Rush. I love you, baby. But those 800 have just risen.
They've done something unbelievable, heroic, and memorable to the end.
God bless them.
So if you're one of those people that still has Disney Plus, regardless of what they've done to Gina Carano.
I'm not one of them.
We still do. Because
we have kids.
Yeah, kids, so it helps. The WandaVision's really good too. But anyway, the Muppets, the original Muppets, Jim Henson, the 1970s and 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Is now on there, and of course Disney Plus has slapped it with an offensive tag saying
of course.
Be offensive and only adults can watch it.
So fucking stupid.
Okay. So that's how we're going to kick off the ridiculous, because we got a bunch going on here. There's a lot of interesting stories, Eric, and I'm genuinely interested to hear what you have to say about all these guys. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
First off, federal government has seized $2.8 million worth of cocaine-frosted cornflakes cereal shipped from South America. It could be the greatest frosted flakes of all time.
Did any of the boxes make it through? Did any of the boxes make it through? I need to know if any of the boxes made it through.
Did someone find Tony the Tiger dead?
Are you kidding?
He overdosed.
Are you kidding? Tony's on a fucking rampage right now.
He's saying,
they're great! Oh!
I think he OD'd. I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
That's a lot.
They're great!
And if you thought that was bad, how about this? Do you remember Olympian Scott Miller?
No.
He was an Australian swimmer, and he won a gold medal and a silver medal. And he's been arrested and allegedly is the kingpin of a $1.6 million drug syndicate. So I guess you can't find work after winning gold medals, so you become a drug kingpin?
Hey, man, if that's what you got
to
do.
And he can swim. I mean, if he needs to get in the water to get away, he's gone. You can't catch him.
Wow. All right.
There's that.
Way to go, dude.
Oh, boy. Let's talk about Bill Gates.
No, he sucks.
Well, here's the thing that I don't understand. Bill Gates is a multi-gazillionaire and made his money through all the computer stuff with IBM and Windows and all that happy horse shit. But, man, they ask him everything, right?
Like, because, you know, he's super smart with computers and stuff, so obviously he knows how everything should be run and how we should all run our lives and shit like that.
Recently, they asked him about, dude, you know, drinking water, and he's like, yeah, I've seen this stuff where you recycle shit and drink the water. And everyone's like, okay. And then he said, all rich countries should eat synthetic beef because we can now do that. No, I don't want to drink shit water and I don't want synthetic beef.
Look, just because we can do something doesn't mean we should. Just because we can do something doesn't make it a fucking good idea.
I don't want to drink shit water and I don't want to eat synthetic beef. Exactly. I'm sorry. I don't.
Just because we can drink shit water doesn't mean we should. It's not a good idea. We'll probably get sick. Even, fucking idiot.
Well, I think the point is that they are able to...
I don't care what the point is. He's an idiot.
I just don't want to do it.
I don't want to do it. No one's going to want to do it. Shut your face.
How about a couple stories that are going to bring a smile to your face, Eric?
All right.
ISIS suicide bombers accidentally detonate a bomb at ISIS gathering in Iraq. 21 dead.
Yeah. Fuck those people.
That's a good one.
They deserve everything they get.
How about this one?
They deserve everything they get. Kaboom!
How about this one? 30 Taliban killed in an explosion during bomb-making class.
Well.
Those are two separate stories. It's not the same story. I didn't just read you back. Those are two separate stories. It brings a smile to my face.
It certainly brings a smile to my face. Man, you hate to be the one that actually fails that class. Because if you fail, everyone fails.
So it's good to know that they're still training the best and brightest over there.
Yes, they certainly are.
I thought this was cute, moving on. The 25th anniversary of Happy Gilmore just passed.
Mm-hmm.
And both actors took back up their roles, Adam Sandler and... I forget, who's the guy who plays Shooter? I always think it's Joe Piscopo, but it's not.
Not Joe Piscopo.
It's somebody else. Very similar to Joe Piscopo.
No, he's not. He's had a better career than Joe Piscopo.
Probably, but he reminds me of him. It's not unusual to think.
No, they have a similar look, it's Christopher McDonald.
Yeah, Christopher McDonald and Adam Sandler.
Who's been in tons of stuff.
Who took up their roles as Happy Gilmore and Shooter McGavin, and the 25th anniversary, and I love one of the tweets that we posted on the Empty Room podcast, which was... It's the 25th anniversary of Happy Gilmore stunning Shooter McGavin, who had a 4-stroke lead going into the back nine of the championship to win. Both those guys retook up those characters and posted videos. Shooter inviting Happy once again to come see him on the 19th hole. Or no, it was the 18th hole at 9 p.m. or something like that.
Yeah.
So that's fun. So with this COVID stuff going on, Eric, and vaccines being distributed into America and other places, somebody's getting left out, and they weren't happy about it. Pfizer, the pharmaceutical company that's been making these vaccines along with other companies, mm-hmm. reported that North Korean hackers tried to break into their computer system to get the vaccine information. Pfizer thwarted this attempt. But you know that those North Korean hackers are now dead because they fail.
Oh, they failed.
And their family's dead.
Yeah.
And their pets' families are dead.
Yes.
And everyone's dead.
It's very much...
Everyone is
very much
pink mist.
Well, at least, you know, the silver lining, which there is none, but the silver lining is that the rest can eat slightly more.
Yeah, it's true.
Because there are... far less mouths to feed.
Less people. And less dogs.
Well, you know, they pets. Kill the dogs and they use the dogs to feed the others.
Right. It's terrific.
But yes, you're absolutely right. We can only assume that those hackers, their families...
They cease to be.
Their families' families...
cease to be.
...have all died.
All in room temperature.
Yeah. Or below.
So... Bam Margera got kicked off of Jackass 4. I'm a big fan of the Jackass guys. One of the things that I thought separated them and made them as famous as they were is besides the fact that they were batshit crazy.
Sure.
was there was a sense of intellectual comedy behind it. There were some interesting things they tried to do, and it was all in good sophomoric fun, but there was some good stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
But Bam Margera has been in terrible shape since.
Oh, he's
a mess.
He's an absolute mess.
Yeah, and he's a drug addict, and they wanted to bring him on for the fourth installment, which, you know, was really spearheaded by Johnny Knoxville. And
I'm surprised Johnny wanted to do it again.
I think Johnny likes it. I think he's a he's a masochist. Like, he likes hurting himself. And he's got nothing else going on. Like, he had his moment in the sun where he was in a couple of movies, and it, you know, it's great. But I think he enjoys the camaraderie and enjoys the craziness. I know from reports that this one's been harder. They've had more hospital visits earlier because they're old now. They're in their 40s, you know, 40s and 50s probably. So to bring Bam on, they decided that they had to have a list of things that he had to follow or they were going to dump him, and he couldn't do it. He couldn't stay clean. But one would think Bam really needed this because he is. He's sort of just a train wreck.
Yeah. I mean, he's been a train wreck for a while.
He lost it when his buddy died.
I was getting to that. I mean, he's had issues regardless, but he never recovered from Ryan Dunn's death.
Yep. Yep.
But, you know, well, fuck it.
Let's go bowling.
Let's go bowling.
Well, we have a couple more stories here, Eric. First off, there was, you know, they're having trouble in Baltimore with crime, especially murder.
Well, you know.
And this activist has a brilliant idea. But they should start paying criminals not to kill. Why hadn't I thought of that before?
Shit, that's gonna make the difference.
If that works, I guess I would be okay with my tax dollars going to that.
Sure.
You know, don't murder anybody.
Yeah.
Here's your $50 a month. I don't know. Great.
It is fucking morons.
How about the cruise ships now that are going to be eco-friendly and powered by sails? It's going to go well when you're traveling in the ocean and there's high winds. Wow. The wind's really tough out here in the Pacific Ocean. When the mast just snapped, do we have any oil? Nope. So we should just kiss our ass goodbye then, yeah? Kiss our ass goodbye. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can we get in the hot tub first? Free beers all the way around? No.
No.
Let's talk about a couple of Let's talk about a couple of Floridian men, shall we?
Okay.
So one Florida guy was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Oh, yeah?
Because I guess he was angry and angry at a certain Wendy's location.
Yeah, son of a bitch.
And they went to take his food or take his order or something or the other, and he threw an alligator through the drive-through window.
He threw an alligator through a drive-through window. How big was said alligator?
I want to say 3-4 feet.
Okay, that's okay.
He's a big boy. He threw it.
Okay, so he was a big guy.
Yeah.
All right, because that's a sizable enough alligator that a regular guy can't just throw that through a drive-through. I mean, maybe throw it through a window or through a door, but not through a drive-through window.
And the door, you know, through the window of his car, too. So, I mean, he really got underneath it and hucked that thing.
Yeah, I mean, without any other leverage other than his arms.
And I guess the alligator was pretty docile, because if you're really really launching the thing, it would probably squirm.
Are we sure it wasn't dead?
Well, I don't know that. But anyway.
Or at the very least stunned, like, what the fuck is going on here? Where am I?
So he's been arrested. It
smells good, though.
Yeah. Snappity snap snap.
Is that chicken?
So there's that guy, and he's been arrested, clearly.
Dick.
And then this other guy.
And this other dick.
And I actually feel bad for him, because, Eric, I think this guy has spoken the truth.
Okay.
This man was arrested masturbating in a Walmart parking lot. So the police go up to him and say, what are you doing? You can't do this here. And he quote-unquote said, I'm lonely.
Hey.
He's telling the truth.
He's telling the truth.
He's not lying. He's telling the truth. He's just lonely.
You know what? I can respect that. I can respect that.
He's telling the truth.
Not so much
anything. Probably not the right thing the way to deal with it, but he's telling the truth. And aren't we all lonely?
Yeah.
Sometimes. You know?
Yeah. Just,
I've never wanted to go spank it in the Walmart parking lot, but we're all lonely sometimes.
Yeah.
And then lastly, Eric. Unless you got something else to say.
I mean, it's just sad.
Just
really.
Sad, yeah. It's just like, you want to know what else is sad? This last story.
All right.
A University of Columbia professor admitted that he does heroin regularly to deal with stress and have a positive work balance. What the fuck? Everything is upside down. I tell you what, man. Higher ed has turned into a fucking clown car. Just a fucking clown car.
You know, I guess some people can just really handle their age. I don't know.
I learned all I need to know about heroin, Frank.
Heroin Frank.
from that movie. What was that movie? Shit, I can't even think of the name of it now. The movie with Obi-Wan Kenobi.
What's that? Oh, Trainspotting?
Trainspotting, yeah. You know, I learned all I need to know about that. And you can't be a college professor. What are you teaching if you have heroin issues?
I don't know.
Looked like a...
Drugs?
Looked like a studies guy to me.
Yeah.
Ugh. But yeah, upside
down.
I'm
going to teach you about drugs. Maybe not. You're falling asleep.
And victimhood. Because we're all victims. And the only way to dull the pain, man...
Is heroin.
Is heroin?
Heroin. And then you couldn't just go with weed like everyone else. He wants to stand out.
I graduated from weed, man. I'm on my next level.
I guess it is a gateway drug, just like they said.
And now the one thing we have to end with is drugs, Frank. Drugs.
Heroin, Frank.
Can't you get this man some drugs? Can't you see he's in pain? No, Frank.
Heroin, Frank. That's a pretty tall order, Norberg. You're gonna have to give me a couple weeks on that one.
Oh, I love the naked gun. So good.
When Norberg said, "I love you," he was telling you the name of the ship. I see that. Now.
Yeah, I know you see it.
So I think we just discovered the tweet of the week. There was a tweet by Femi Redwood, I guess. And it says, "I'm going to need every advertising exec to step up their game, but also I would now like some Wilkins coffee." And what she did was she posted, or he, I can't tell. They got their hands on the old footage of Jim Henson's first commercials with puppets for Wilkins coffee. And basically, it's one dude like just killing the other dude because
it's Kermit killing Rolf over and over and over again because Rolf doesn't drink coffee. And I mean, it's not just like, "Oh, I don't drink Wilkins coffee. I drink..." No, he just doesn't drink coffee. He doesn't like coffee. What's wrong with not liking coffee?
The worst one's the second one. Some people learn and some people don't. He stabs him with a sword.
Kermit is in, and this is like Kermit who's not Kermit, because it's not a frog.
It sounds like Kermit, and it sounds like Rolf, but it's not a dog and a cat. It's like two ambiguous.
Amorphous little blobs of puppet. The second one is just like Kermit, for lack of a better term, lack of a better name, has like, fencing gear on, including a sword. And he's, Rolf is like, I don't drink coffee. And it's a hard cut to Kermit cleaning off the sword and saying, "Some people don't learn.
Some people learn and some people don't."
Yeah. What the fuck, man? He just said he didn't like coffee. It wasn't a slight against, what is it called? Wilkins?
Wilkins coffee.
It wasn't a slight against Wilkins. He just didn't drink coffee. The last one.
But he stabbed him.
And the last one is like, "Do you have any Wilkins coffee?" And he's like outside the house talking through the window to Rolf.
And Rolf's like, no, I don't drink coffee. And he drops a bomb in.
He throws a dynamite stick at him.
No, he throws a literal circle black ball with a fuse on it in. And he just walks away. And you see, you know, the little blob of Rolf, like, with, you know, screaming for, you know, silent scream of, you know,
ah,
terror. You know, of terror. And the house blows up. Because he doesn't drink coffee. And because he doesn't drink Wilkins coffee. Like, what the fuck?
That was pretty rough. Maybe that's why they put the offensive content on the Muppets. That's now on Disney Plus. Jeez.
I mean, fucking funny, but really, I mean, I don't drink coffee. He just doesn't drink coffee. It'd be one thing if it was like, fuck Wilkins, Folgers is better, or whatever. You know, Folgers. You know, I put Folgers crystals up my ass. It's so great. Fuck Wilkins. Then I can see, you know, Kermit going ham with a rapier, stabbing Rolf.
Dude, when he stabs him, and then he says, "Some people earn, some people don't." Just like, that's cold, absolutely cold. Oh my gosh.
He just has a simple preference that he doesn't drink coffee. Nope, you die for that.
You're dead, man. That's it. Drink Wilkins. And then somebody else chimed in. Well, how come Wilkins coffee isn't the greatest coffee of all time right now?
Because they spend all their money on that shit. And everyone's like, what?
What is that? So, I mean, a question to ponder. I guess my question to ponder is based off this story, Eric, that theme park. What's the big theme park? Why can't I find this? Where is it? Six Flags is going to open up full time and hire thousands of workers back. They're expecting to go be normal soon. I think it's another good sign that this pandemic thing is over and we might go back to normal. Very easy question to ponder. What are you looking forward to going back to normal?
Look, I'll be honest with you. Everything's been fairly normal for me. I didn't really have to stop doing anything.
Oh. Well, I'm done with the masks. I can't wait to be done with the masks.
Oh, yeah. The mask bullshit. I mean, the mask thing is going to outlast.
Well, you and I both wear glasses.
Yeah.
And masks are terrible for glasses.
Fucking hate it. But the mask thing is going to outlast the actual pandemic thing.
Yeah, because it's
because people are stupid.
And cheap.
Yeah. But, yeah, the mask thing, can't wait for that fucking bullshit to go away.
I'm looking forward to going to stores again. I'm looking forward to going to lift weights. Different place. I'm looking forward to playing sports again.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to kids going to school.
And that's the biggest.
Getting normal. Because, you know, I have kids and they're struggling with all this stuff. I'm really looking forward to kind of being done with all that. I'm looking forward to hopefully everybody sort of relaxing and getting back to normal and stop worrying about shit that's trivial. And maybe, just maybe, like, our government will lay off a little bit and just enjoy the ride as opposed to shove shit down our throats.
Oh, no, they're going to shove shit down our throats because that's what the Democrats do.
Well, I think they're in for a rude awakening if they try to do the Second Amendment stuff I'm hearing. Because the one way to really torque with this country is to deal with that, because
I don't care how loud the minority is. Like, not just politicians. Talk about the people who are like the loud minority of, like, you know, common sense gun control bullshit.
Mm.
Guess what? You are very much the minority. Mm-hmm. You have no idea how much of the minority you are in this conversation. No one agrees with you.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, is that even people that are on your side that are Democrats or moderate leftists or centrists, the majority of them are gun owners, too. And they just don't agree. It's a terrible, terrible case for them. It's not the right play. I've never understood why. I mean, I know why they want to do it, because if you can remove firearms from the situation, then you get total compliance because
they have nothing with which to defend themselves.
Right. You know, you have no fear left. But really, if you just left the first two amendments alone and do what you wanted with the economy and the oil and stuff like that, even though I disagree with all of it, you'd probably be fine. But I think if you go after the guns, not in this country, you will get a pushback. So I'm just hoping we can get back to normal. We can stop with the masks. We can start living our lives again, which will help with the economy big time. People will get back to work. And when that happens, then we can stop the nonsense and stop having to deal with the government trying to shove stuff down our throats, and we can just get back to normal. That's my hope. Is it going to happen? It doesn't feel that way.
That's a big no, good buddy.
Yeah.
That's
hard
a big,
no.
That's a hard no and big negatory.
Yeah. But hope springs eternal, and I hope we can get back to it. Anyway, it's the Empty Room Podcast, episode 62. We want to thank you for joining us. We hope we...
if you've joined us.
We lightened your day a little bit, and you've
if you haven't, I'm coming for you.
Maybe we gave you something to listen to while you were working on a project. Oh, yeah. Maybe that helped you along. But you can find us at you can find us at theemptyroompodcast.com, and you can
you least expect it.
Email us at emptyroompodcast@gmail.com.
Just around the corner.
So have a good week, and we'll see you next.
See you soon.